OK, 던져봐. 헤헤. 네, 박수. 'Just record it all. 네 행복해? 예, 아빠도 행복해요. 응, 가봐. 와, 잠 잘했어요. And he's making good progress on these rocks. 그치, 말똥? Yeah. 던져봐. 오케이. 브룩. 헤헤. 예. 아하. 아빠. 던져봐. So this thought is about how to become more creatively productive. So, So the first simple thought I have is don't strive for any sort of goodness. Like, in fact, maybe a more playful idea is make it as strange, unprofessional, unedited, and quote unquote bad as possible. So maybe like, it's funny, even the word bad comes from the notion of malus in M-A-L-U-S in ancient Greek. It just means evil, like malo in Spanish. Even the notion of melancholy, it comes from black bile, badness. And this is where even like in ancient Greek, I guess, a little bit etymologically, black is related with evil and cannot be trusted. But anyways, so I believe in the potential of every single human being, you know, all, what, 7 billion of us on planet Earth, to maximize our creativity. But what holds us back? Notions of quote, quote, goodness, what is proper, what is, you know, good. But it's funny because when people think of something as good, like, what do you mean people meant to say? Is, like, do they think about good, like, good and evil, or good as in, like, high quality? 박수! My thought is, and then when you think about, like, high quality versus low quality, like, what does that even mean anyways? Like, what is the philosophy of quality? I looked into quality, qual, quail, Q-U-A-L-E. Essentially, kind of, like, comes down to atom. So, what are the atoms of the thing you're creating, right? And for me, 잘했어요. Like in my human body, soul, energy, life force, 그치 말똥. I have like all these ideas and I just want to kind of like get it out there, 그치 말똥. Yeah. 세. Right? I just kind of want to get it out there. And what is it that holds us back is like, are people going to like it or not? Or, you know, is it going to be good or not? Are things in focus or not? Out of focus, whatever. And so even using the worst technology, the worst technique, I think is actually a good idea. Like, for example, like, you know, a kid like Seneca, right? He's like a year and 7 months now, right? He has no notion of what's good or bad. Like with drawing, like he likes to draw things. 아니, 오케이, 멀리 던져. 박수. And you know, everyone's always afraid of being judged and good or bad. And like, you know, he just likes to, you know, pick up crayons and then scribble them on. 잘했어요. 던져봐. He likes to just kind of scribble with his crayons on a big piece of old calendar paper, and that's the joy, right? It's not like he's not doing it for like praise or admiration. He don't care if people like it or not. Like he just does it for fun, right? And it's funny too. Like even notions of fun, it's like. Hey, 그치 말똥. Seneca does things because it's not even like quote unquote fun. It's kind of more like think of yourself kind of like kind of like a scientist, not like a serious scientist, but like a kid scientist that like you pick up the crayon, it has a certain color, and then you scribble on a piece of paper, and then there's like a cause and effect. You're like, whoa, if I pick up this red crayon and I hold it and I move it on this thing, then the colors transmit to the paper. And so actually as a kid, that cause and effect is actually what's is the joy in itself, right? Like even Seneca right now picking up rocks and throwing them into bodies of water, right? Like throwing into this pond, whatever, and rocks. I think he just likes to see an experiment and figure out like, oh, if I pick up a big rock and I throw it into the water, it is gonna have a small splashy and the big ones have a big splashy. Where? 한일이, 화장실? 싫어? So even like thinking, so even notions of what is, how did you say that? 하늘이, 싫어? Okay. Even notions of like fun and play, right? It's kind of more of like exploration insofar much. 던져봐. Insofar much as like cause and effect, exercise, like exercising your faculties, and just kind of seeing what happens. And through repeated action, reaction, cause and effect, whatever. Okay, I'll just see. Then the kid figures out what happens. Boo. 네, 무도 여기 있어요. 돌멩이 여기 있어요. 네. 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 And the funny thing is actually like even observing Seneca as you know, growing up, right? Like he's kind of like less interested in art, like, you know, drawing with crayons and stuff like that. He's actually kind of more interested in like, you know, technology, physical activities, right? Like he loves being out and about. Also, one of the good things about having a kid, especially if you're quite like sedentary or whatever, kids kind of force you to get out of the house. Okay. So even one thing I'm grateful about Seneca is helped me innovate. And I think actually after having him, ironically enough, after sleep training himself, whatever, just do the extinction method, let him cry it out, is I'm just kind of out and about more nice sunlight, and I'm just kind of overall happier. And also it's helped me innovate because once you get a kid, everything is like notions of order, what's proper, whatever, totally go out the window. And I actually think that's good for innovation. So if you want to become more creative and innovative, having a kid is actually ironically really good. Also, like philosophers choose not to have kids, right? But if you actually do want to augment your thinking, your philosophy, your turbo thinking, having a kid is actually the best carte blanche way to think and meditate more on stuff, right? It forces you to challenge notions of what's right, wrong, you know, quote-unquote human nature, etc. So I've probably learned more from studying, observing what Seneca does for funsies rather than any other philosopher that I've read. So Seneca is the ultimate philosopher. You know, when I speak about Seneca, I talk about my son. So when in doubt, have more kids or have kids. It's a good thing. I actually liken the first year and a half of a kid's life, or first year, as like trench warfare. Imagine World War I. But once you're out of the year mark, year and a half mark, it gets a trillion times better. Angela? Hehe. Okay, after the yogi anjo? Okay. Hehe. And it makes you appreciate more things about like health and stuff like that. Good you my tones. Haha. And actually, ironically enough, people choose not to have kids because they're afraid that it's going to lessen their happiness. But actually, having a kid makes you way happier. I think your pain goes up higher and your pain tolerance goes up, but then your ability for joy and happiness kind of goes up. Gucci my tone. Right? Like, ever since Seneca, I'm really into rocks and dormies. Double dormingi? Yeah, 던져봐. So yeah, so it's essentially in order to become more creatively productive, allow yourself to have more fun, experiment, do cool bad stuff, evil stuff, and experiment and play like a kid. Condormingi? Wow, mega dormingi. Rocks are the best invention of all time.